Okay, let's jump right into it. Attention, attention, calling all looters. This is the assignment.
You got 5 seconds to tell me where you buried the loot. Where's the loot?
I don't know who's got the loot. I don't know if anybody's got the loot.
Hello, looters. Welcome to the Movie Route Live. My name is Carlo, and I'll be leading the assignment. What is that? Well, this is the episode where me and a guest will choose the set of categories of what to watch during the month of September. That will be our loot. And for that, I'm joined by composer and podcaster extraordinaire, host of Piecing It Together podcast, and a great friend, David Rosen. How you doing, David?
I am great. Thank you so much for having me on.
It's definitely great to have you here on the show. Again, we've been Twitter friends for a couple of years now. Sure. I've been on your show. You've been on my show 2 years ago. And I always go back to that episode. It's one of my favorites for how unique it was.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Instead of movies, we talk about TV shows, and we ended up talking about TV shows that would have worked better as films. And that was all your idea. And I think it was great and very much different to what I usually do. So I thank you for that.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was a fun one. And hopefully we'll get you back on Piecing It Together for a movie that's not Spiral one of these days.
Yeah, hopefully. The killer. Everybody's talking about The Killer. I'm looking forward to that. So
oh, yeah.
I'm sending good vibes for that one to you.
Right on.
So I guess that because of that episode that we had, I always wanted to bring you back for a more proper film-centric episode. And here you are. Finally.
Sounds good. I'm excited.
David, you're a busy man. Composing music, hosting Piecing It Together, hosting Awesome Movie Year, being a guest on a gazillion podcast. You're recently married. You have dogs. Where do you find the time?
I don't. That's the secret. I absolutely don't. I'm constantly looking
winging
for
it.
Pockets of time. And yes, and winging it. Absolutely. I'm doing six things at once, but I have a good time doing it all. So. Okay.
By the way, how many guest appearances in other podcasts have you had so far this year?
Oh, boy. I you know, I'd have to look it up, but it's got to be at least like 3 or 4 a month. So it's, you know, it's a lot.
I remember I told you, I think at the start of the year, I would try to beat you, but I feel like I'm already far away from you, way behind.
Yeah, some weeks I'm doing like 2 or 3. It's
out of
control.
It's insane. Yeah. But that goes to the quality of conversation that you bring to podcasts. It's definitely high quality.
Awesome. Thank you.
We will definitely talk more with you when we meet at the end of September. I really want to talk about these live shows you're doing. So maybe we can talk about that at the end of September. But sure. Let's talk about the pop-ups, because I think that's your most recent project, right?
Yes, absolutely. I'm currently working on more of my ultra serious, super dramatic instrumental music. But yes, my most recent thing is the Pup Pups, which is all about my dogs and cats, and is a very silly, like, comedy rock album. And yeah, it's something I had been working on and off, like, for almost 15 years, like, since my pets were like just puppies and kitties. And it's something that I've always wanted to do, and I just kept putting on the back burner. And obviously, we're just talking about how busy I get, but I felt it was time to finally get this thing finished. And it's 19 songs, all just about how ridiculous and silly and fun pets are.
And where can people find it in case they wanted to listen to the pop-ups?
Yes, the Pup Pups is available on all the streaming services, Spotify, Apple Music, all that kind of stuff. There's also a limited edition CD available on Bandcamp, thepuppups.bandcamp.com. And you could also find links to all that stuff on my website, bydavidrosen.com.
Are you also selling the merch in your website, the t-shirts?
You know what? The t-shirts are available on TeePublic. And yes, I always forget to plug the t-shirts, but people should check them out.
Yeah, I saw you wearing one in one of the pictures of one of the live, I think it was the Strays one, the one
yes.
You did with Strays. You were wearing, obviously, Strays, pop-ups, it had to do, it was all connected.
How could you not? How could you not do a little bit of self-promotion at that kind of a movie?
So people definitely check out everything that David is offering, his music, his podcast, anything that he's doing, it's definitely high quality. So basically what we'll be doing today is receiving the assignment of what will be our loot, choosing the categories of what we'll watch. It's the beginning of September, so once we finish today, we both will have our assignment, our mission of what to watch during the month. David, how open are you to watching different types of film? You already saw the categories, so you know it's a mixed bag.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, it's fun to do things like this that kind of, you know, push me outside my comfort zone, or sometimes maybe not even comfort zone, just things that I keep putting on the back burner and, you know, want to watch or revisit or, you know, see for the first time, whatever. But, yeah, there's some really interesting categories here that you sent me.
That's definitely the impetus behind me doing these challenges alone or with anybody, is trying to push myself into those corners that maybe I've been putting away for a while, or maybe I haven't jumped already. So it's definitely interesting. You've seen the categories. Is there anyone in particular that scares you?
That scares me. I mean, there's a couple of these, you know, the foreign categories that are countries that I don't think I know a single film from that particular country. So, I mean, hey, that would be interesting if we end up with one of those. But I don't even know what to expect from some of those.
Yeah, those are always the interesting ones, so to speak. Sure. And I always like to share this story because it happened in January. It was the first time we did this, and I've shared the story, I think, in pretty much all the episodes that we've done. But it's interesting for you to kind of warm up to it. In January, I think it was the random category, it came up a film from Sudan. And I ended up finding a 1970s picture from Sudan. I think it was on YouTube, and it was one of the first films from their official national filmography after they gained their independence. And the thing is that the film had subtitles, but the subtitles were white, and they got lost in the sand and the sky. And I pretty much spent all film not really knowing what was going on, but you could follow up the plot, and it was an interesting experiment, so to speak. So
yeah, that is a tough one there. That's interesting. I should say one other category that scared me off, comic book movies, because God, we watch enough of them already. So let's not go with that one.
How about that one from Tyler Perry?
You know what? I'll take that over a comic book movie. How about that?
Right. I take any Madea over Ant-Man. No, we're definitely going to see how it ends up. So are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. So let me just share something. So let me know when you see it.
There it comes.
Nice. Okay, so we're going to make it interesting now. You're the guest, so let me know what's the first category that you want to choose.
So the first one I want to choose is something that it's been on my to-do list for like the last couple of months, and that is a film by Oliver Stone. I haven't watched any movie by Oliver Stone in so many years. And, you know, he comes up all the time as a film fan and on my podcast all the time. And so I just, you know, I want to force myself now. Now I'll be doing it for you. So I'm going to, you know, revisit probably a classic, or who knows, maybe something that I haven't seen yet. I don't know. There's so many to choose from.
Even if it was a long time ago, you've seen some of his films, right?
I've seen at least a half dozen, maybe even a dozen of them. Like, he has a lot of movies, and I've seen a bunch, but none in like years and years. So
you know what, I'm the same. I think that the one that's most fresh in my mind, and I think it's the one that I've revisited the most, is probably JFK and maybe Platoon. I think those two are the most that I remember. But yeah, stuff like Wall Street, I haven't seen in a very long time. Natural Born Killers, I remember, it's the one that I saw and really didn't like, but it was 20 plus 30 years ago, so I don't know how it would fare now. So yeah,
actually that's... Natural Born Killers is the one that I've seen like somewhat recently, like 3 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago. I rewatched that. I forgot about that, but and I actually liked it a lot more years later. I liked it more than I saw it when I first saw it. But yeah, nothing else though.
So. Yeah, definitely an interesting choice. Obviously, the category is there because Oliver Stone was born in September 15, so that's how we will honor his birthday.
Right.
So let me see what I would choose, because I was telling David that I hadn't really decided what to choose. So let me just take a quick look. Okay, a film with a punctuation symbol in the title. So anything that has like a comma, question mark, exclamation mark, or any other punctuation symbol. Obviously, that's there because National Punctuation Day will be in September 24. So I think it's always interesting to kind of dig those films with interesting titles. So it might bring a couple of interesting possibilities.
Interesting. Yeah, that is going to be a fun one. I have a few ideas already popping into my head about what I'm going to watch. Yeah.
Anyone you want to share?
Let's keep it a surprise for now. I've got a few things in mind though. So I'm gonna look up some more, but we'll go from there.
Okay. So what would be your next category?
So I'm definitely a little torn on my second one because there's a bunch of good categories in here, but I think the one I'm gonna go with is a film that starts with the title Q or R.
Okay.
With the letters Q or R. I don't know. There's a lot of good categories here, but I feel like that one is just interesting. Like there's probably a lot of movies and like off the top of my head, it's such a specific category. I couldn't even like think of any movies that start with Q and R, but there's a billion of each. So it's just, I think, going to be a fun one to kind of be like, oh yeah, that movie. Oh yeah, that movie. And see what we can find.
You can watch Q, the one about the flying dragon. Have you seen it?
There you go. No, I have not. So that's an option.
that's a weird one. No, but no, definitely there should be better options. I don't know why, but the first one that kind of hit me right in the head is one that I haven't seen in a very long time, but I remember I saw it and I really loved it. And it's Quiz Show from Robert Redford. Have you seen it?
Ooh, that's a good option. Yeah, I've never seen it. Classic, and I've never seen it.
It's really, really good, but I haven't seen it in probably 20 years. And it's one that I've been meaning to revisit for a while and I just haven't gotten to it. So this might be the option. But obviously I will look and see what else I have on my never-ending watch list on Letterboxd and see what comes up.
There you go.
Okay, so let me see what I can come up with next. Okay, I'm going to go with the one that I had in mind. And I don't know how many there are, but I'm going to go with a film about pirates. And I'm going to try to steer clear of the Pirates of the Caribbean ones, but trying to dig in something, maybe there's something in the 40s, 50s, or something different might be interesting, something adventure-y.
That's going to be a tough one. Yeah, I'm trying to think other pirate movies that aren't the Pirates of the Caribbean films. Like, there's got to be over the course of the history of movies, there's got to be so many, and I just can't even think of any.
There really isn't as much as one would expect, considering how ripe the subject matter seems for adventure-like films.
Yeah.
But there really isn't as much as one would expect. One that I would recommend to you and to anyone else that's listening and want to jump in the challenge is Captain Blood. It's from the 30s, 1930-something. It's a really good adventure film. I really enjoyed it a lot.
Right on. That's a good option.
Okay, so we have our first four categories. We have a film from Oliver Stone. We have a film with a punctuation symbol in its title. We have a film with a title that starts with the letters Q or R, and a film about pirates. Lots of good options there with those four, but let's move with the fun one. And before we do this, David, why don't you tell a bit about Piecing It Together and a bit of what you do there on your podcast?
Sure. So over on Piecing It Together, a guest and I, we take a look at a movie through the lens of what other movies might have inspired it. And this leads to a fun, different kind of movie conversation where you can make all kinds of connections and comparisons between the featured film and all these other classics that maybe deal with similar themes or ideas or maybe filmmaking styles or other kind of things that, you know, just remind you of that other movie. And possibly that other movie was an influence on this new film. And I've been doing it for over 5 years now. And every episode, you kind of never know what I'm going to come up with, what the guest's going to come up with. And it ends up almost in a game kind of way, like just a fun time and a fun way to talk about movies. And yeah, Piecing It Together is available over 300 episodes, and you can find that wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's definitely a unique format, and I think a lot of people have told you this, and I think you're aware that you guys like an interesting premise, but I really enjoy listening to your episodes, and I really enjoy also the other ones that you do, the twist ones where you go the other way.
Yeah.
What's the title that you give them?
Breaking Apart and Missing Pieces are the two other ones. And yeah, I haven't done one in a while, but I actually, spoiler alert, will be having one in October. So
there you go.
To that. Yeah.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned to Piecing Together. Well, while you were plugging your show, I was deleting the categories that we already choose so we don't get any duplicates. I'm actually surprised at you know, when I put it, I was thinking about you, and there's a category about classical music. And I thought that you being a composer, maybe you thought, oh, yeah, let's go with this one. But no, let's see if it comes with the randomizer. The randomizer is the last category where you, as a guest, will give me a random number from 1 to 22 and see what the randomizer throws us. This is where it gets fun. So give me a number, any number from 1 to 22.
Let's go 22.
Hey. Let me just check the nuts and bolts behind this. yeah, it was my bad. 1 to 21.
Let's go 21. Let's stick to the high number.
Let me just put it. 21. Ah, nice one. A film featuring Native American characters because of Native American Day, September 22. That's a really nice one. There aren't as much. There should be, but I'm sure there are a lot of options there that we can choose. Stuff like Wind River. It's a good one. I saw one a couple of years ago for this category. It wasn't great, but it was interesting. It's called Skins. It stars Graham Greene, as you would expect from any Native American film. Sure. But it was interesting. Last year, I think I used this category as well, and I saw a short, a very interesting short film. I don't remember the name, but yeah, there are definitely a lot of different options.
Right.
What do you think about that one?
I think it's a great category, and it was one that I was almost going to pick. I figure, you know, we've got, you know, Scorsese's new movie coming up with Flowers Moon. So it would be good to see some, you know, other films that focus more on Native American, you know, issues and situations. So, it's a great category.
Yeah. I forgot about Scorsese. When does Killers of the Flower Moon premiere?
October 20th. So that'll be after we've talked. Yeah. But still, this would be a really good one.
This much.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have our five categories. We have a film from Oliver Stone. We have a film with a punctuation symbol in its title. We have a film with a title that starts with the letters Q or R, a film about pirates, and a film featuring Native American characters. So that's our assignment for the month. Are you up for it, David?
Oh, I am ready. I don't know when I'm going to fit them all in, but I'm going to make it happen.
I usually end up bunching them all up at the end of the month because I procrastinate. But all right, game on. What will happen now is that we will have what's left of September to watch five films-ish to fit those criteria. And at the end of the month, me and David will meet again to talk about this loot of films, share our thoughts, and let everybody what we saw. David, it was great to have you here, and we'll definitely meet again in a couple of weeks, and we'll talk more about what you do and obviously about the films that we'll be watching.
Sounds great. Looking forward to it.
So thanks to everybody for listening, and stay tuned for our next episodes. This week, we dropped the Fincher Loot episode with writer Richard Dyer, and we're about to release a special episode on The Social Network. So we're keeping it Fincher related, with The Killer just premiering this week on Venice. And David Fincher's birthday was in August. He's one of my favorite directors, so that's what I was kind of focusing on him. Other than that, follow us on Twitter at TMML2021 and me personally at ThiefCGD. If you're already on Blue Sky, you can find me on Blue Sky also as Thief CGD, and the podcast at The Movie Loot. David, where can people follow you and check out your work?
People could check me out on all the social media sites at Piecing Pod, and you can check out my music at By David Rosen on all those same sites, and you can check out my websites piecingpod.com and bydavidrosen.com.
I definitely recommend. So remember to rate, review The Movie Loot wherever you listen. Remember to rate, review, Piecing It Together wherever you listen. It would mean the world to us if you do that. If you rate, review, share, that's the most important thing for us. As for us, we'll be heading now into the night to watch some films. Have a good night, and let's grab the loot.